You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back. Matt Wilhelm, Dave DiNatale, live in the Galleria studio, brought to us by ESPN Cleveland. Sitting in the Rizzo chair, I feel like a king. We're going to go right to the calls. Let's go to our man, Stan in Brooklyn. What's up, Stan?
Stanislaus.
Stan the man.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. How are you, Stan?
You know, thanks a lot for taking my call.
You got it, bud.
I just momentarily took a break. I'm sorry.
No problem.
You know, adding Dino there today is a great, great choice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stan.
You know, and the other thing, Jason Gibb and Dino make a great team together.
Yes, they do.
They're really the best. They are great. But, you know, I want to bring out a point about Johnny Manziel, if I could, please.
Sure.
And I know Terry Bradshaw was 6'3", approximately around 220, 225. Great quarterback. I hate to pay homage to Pittsburgh, but nobody's ever going to duplicate 4 Super Bowls in 6 years. Give me a break here. It's not going to happen. He had a great supporting cast. But getting back to Johnny and Terry, 1970, Terry Bradshaw's first year, 14-game schedule. He was only replaced momentarily by Joe Gillum. Look it up. But that year he had 6 touchdowns and 24 interceptions. All right? 1971, record 6-8, 13 TDs, and 22 interceptions. We have to give Johnny a chance here. I know there wasn't the off-the-field issues. You didn't have the sports paparazzi back then, which you have not, that exploits everything if you turn the wrong direction or report on it. But to me, Johnny deserves a chance.
Thank you, Stan,
Thank you, Stan.
We appreciate it. You know, and
we got the gist. You know, that there have been quarterbacks throughout the history of the NFL that haven't emerged right away, that have needed time to develop. And they needed, I mean, in Bradshaw's case, Chuck Noll finally, 4 years into it, finally said, okay, it's your job. Finally, because of Hanratty and Gilliam, I think both got hurt. But I understand the point. The problem is teams just can't wait 4 years anymore for a first-round draft pick to develop. They just can't. 4 years, you know, we've seen in Cleveland 3 coaches, head coaches in 4 years.
And that is the hardest sell on earth. I don't care what you sell as a salesman. That waiting for the Cleveland Browns fan base would be the hardest sell in the world on whoever it is, because I feel like they've waited long enough, it has been hard enough, and they want answers, and the only answers that they want are going to come in the form of wins.
Right.
You know, so it's going to be very interesting to see. And Dave, I know later in the show, actually here in about 15, 20 minutes or so, we're going to hear from Pat Kerwin, who was
from
a guest
from Sirius and CBS Sports. He was with Tony Grossi this morning, a friend of this show. He's come on this show before as well here on CBD. It said some really interesting things that I want to get your take on,
sure.
Matt, about first about Johnny Manziel and also about where the Browns are headed with this leadership group of Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine.
Awesome. And we go back to the calls. Let's go to Terry in Tremont. What's up, Terry?
Hey, thanks. I've been hearing all this hype about Bo. Do you want me to tell you why Dwayne Bo's here?
Sure, tell me why.
Hear it. Okay, this is for all the Cleveland fans. Dwayne Bo was caught with 16 grams of marijuana. He had no driver's license, no insurance. He was so blasted that he asked the cops if Sonic was still open. He's the head case in Kansas City.
Thank you, Terry, very much. We are a positive show. We are excited about the signing of Dwayne Bo. We are excited to have Dwayne Bo on our show. And that's the last thing that I need to hear, because I would sure, if you go through college athletics and go program by program, and one of the best with Nick Saban is under the radar right now for recruiting bad individuals and bad individuals being kicked out of their program. And if you go team by team through the National Football League, everyone has one, okay?
I want to give this guy a shot. But before we're already, you know, he's going to be 31 in September. He's had some really good years in the NFL. I understand he's had arrests. I know his rap sheet because I remember talking about it. I want to give this kid a chance.
So do I.
I say kid. He's 31. I want to give him a shot because I think right now he comes in right now and arguably the best receiver on this roster. He's the guy that has Pro Bowl credentials. I want to see what he can do before I'm already saying, wow, we're getting him. Big. No, that doesn't carry any weight. Water for me. It really doesn't.
It doesn't. And the reason why I was a huge advocate of him is because I saw him up close and personal about how good he is and what he meant to that Kansas City offense for so many years. And then also, too, just like Brian Hartline, both guys, because of the system that they were playing in, kind of phased them out. And with Alex Smith and Andy Reid, it's that short dink and dunk offense. And Dwayne Bowe is the tough, deep threat, go across the middle guy, not at 5 yards, at 15, at 18, with a safety bearing in on him, which would be a great player to add in the AFC North. Thank goodness that the Cleveland Browns have him. So I love him as a pickup, and that's one of the questions that I want to ask. You know, a new beginning. What does that new beginning mean to you here, and what gets you excited about John DeFilippo's offense? Let's go back to the calls. Let's go Dave and Zor. What's up, Dave?
How you doing, Matt? Neil, how are you guys doing today?
Hey, good, Dave.
Hey, I was just going to ask you, knowing that these draft choices are pretty much a crapshoot, would you rather have all these draft choices, or would you rather have two superstars like Darrell Revis and Jimmy Graham on your team? I mean, even if you had to give up future draft picks, I mean, to me, sometimes you go after a proven talent.
You know, it's tough, and I think it's all about the philosophy and what has been proven by many teams in the National Football League is that acquiring your own to be the place of your future, because you have a hand in what they've done. You have a hand, and also too, you get now in today's world with the new CBA, you get them at a significant discount. Old CBA, you had to be very strategic in the first round because of the amount of money you had to throw at them in upfront money. Now it's been dwindled significantly, and for us, you know, even at the quarterback position, we get Josh McCown at $6 million a year. Between Connor Shaw and Johnny Manziel, that's another $2 million, right? Maybe, you know, even with some bonuses thrown in. So we're at under 10. Well, Sam Bradford alone is 13, you know, and so you got to figure we're getting him at a significant discount. And also, too, it's an opportunity for Ray Farmer to have his hand on the mold and Coach Patton have their hand on them to mold them into great professionals. And we're getting them at a discount so that when they deserve it, when they prove it to the Browns organization, then we throw money at them.
They always say it's the second contract.
Yes.
Come in as a rookie, show what you can do, establish your credentials. The money will come.
It will.
It will come. But to answer Dave's question, I'd rather have the draft picks.
Right.
Honestly, I would. I would love to have had Darrell Revis here.
Sure.
Hayden and Revis. Are you kidding
come
me?
On.
But being realistic in the 2015 NFL and the way, you know, money is distributed, like you point out with the quarterback position, I think you have to be realistic and say for this team right now, best to build still with these 10 draft picks.
No doubt. I'm a huge advocate of Ray. I'm a believer in Ray Farmer based on what he did from second round to the end of the draft last year. And also too, as we talked about already, undrafted free agents. The first round picks of last year are up in the air, yet to be determined. But then 10 shots at the plate this year, and which is, we hope, all bodes extremely well to adding competition and talent to the Cleveland Browns roster. And that's what he's trying to do, is add competition at every position so that no one walks. There's probably three guys on this roster that are going to walk into their position. I'd say Carlos Dansby.
Yes.
Joe Thomas.
Yes.
Alex Mack.
Yes.
And Joe Hayden.
Yes.
All are walking into position. The remainder of the roster, if you can find a talent that can hit like Dante Whitner and cover like him, or a ball hawk in Tashaun Gibson for a third of the price, he's going to get his shot.
Yeah.
And he'll be the next guy in line to get a payday. So we have a plan, and even more so, the one thing that I want to reference is a Mike McCarthy article that came out, and I read it on Pro Football Talk, him talking about free agency being like Groundhog Day, because they are so in line as an organization with what their plan is that he feels like every day when free agency opens, he's saying the same thing. We draft our talent, we grow our talent.
Yep.
We're strategic and judicious in free agency, only adding at Ted Thompson, the general manager's discretion for what our team needs.
I have to admit this, Matt. when the league season and the league year opened a couple weeks ago, and there was all that flurry of activity going on, and the Browns weren't involved, I was angry that day. It's like, wait a minute, you know, teams are trading quarterbacks, teams are signing big name players. Where are the Browns in all this? I thought about it, and we're now a couple weeks away out of that, and we're starting to kind of think now more towards the draft. Thinking about it now, would I have liked Sam Bradford? Sure. But thinking about it now, I'm okay with how the Browns have gone about in terms of player acquisition. I feel better than I did certainly on March the 11th or whatever day
sure.
that was.
When
that,
and 2 points is, well, Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer actually reported that we're both enamored with Marcus Mariota still, and that Sam Bradford isn't completely off the plate. So those are two things that I just want to throw out there. You can call in 216-578-0850 to talk about that. And or the other thing that I want to say for you as a Browns fan who's passionate and we're kind of upset with our lack of movement early in it. And this is my perspective. This is Matt Wilhelm's perspective, not of the Cleveland Browns, because the Cleveland Browns are a very tight-knit organization who do not have many sources leaked to who they're linked to and who they're not. Was it the fact that they just weren't in play for free agents early that made it seem like they were doing nothing, even though we know that's probably not true? In most cases, is that why you were upset?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's kind of like it's Christmas. It felt like Christmas morning, and everybody's opening up a present.
Right.
The Jets are getting Revis, and the Eagles are getting Sam Bradford, and the Rams are getting Nick Foles,
and the Bills just pay Shady
McCoy.
The
Bills are getting Shady McCoy. Where's my bicycle on Christmas morning? Where's my present? But it's taken a couple of weeks now to sit there and say, we got Hartline. We got Bo.
Tremont Williams.
Tremont Williams.
Randy Starks.
Yeah. So all of a sudden you kind of sit back and you go, okay, we don't address that. We got McCown. Okay. So I feel better. And also knowing that the Browns did not have to forfeit any draft picks as a result of Techgate.
Yes.
And they'll have 10 picks to work with, including two number ones. Okay. I feel better now.
Well, and also, too, is an organization that's been in disarray for a decade now has a group of men at the top that have told you what they're going to do, and then they went out and did it.
Yeah.
They were not big spenders in free agency, as Jimmy Haslam and Ray Farmer has said. And they said they're going to be strategic and add, value to this roster via free agency and not overspend on anybody. Now, Tremont Williams and Dwayne Bowe, we might have a little bit, but that's yet to be determined because their performance is yet to come. We're going to grab a timeout. I've got Cam and Hiram. I'll get to you right when we come back from break. We're going to hear some comments from Pat Kerwin from this morning show on Hey Tony, talking about Johnny Manziel and the status of the Cleveland Browns. 216-578-0850. Matt Wilhelm, Dave DiNatale, Galleria Studio, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.